We have no one currently sheltering in any of our facilities that have been set up. The biggest damage appears to be trees and power lines and the poles on the power lines, and what that means in terms of power and our roadways. When it comes to power, this is going to be a multi-day event. We now have, as of 11-11, 396,517 Kentucky customers that are without power.